cry.
Welcome to 716 Rocks, the podcast. Thank you for joining us for Man Crush Moments of the Week, our weekly segment where we nominate a man crush that we have, either from the game or the NFL or around the sports world. You know, we get crazy. There's no rules. And we want you guys this week to vote for who the man crush is of the week. So we nominate them. You guys choose them.
Who do you love?
All right, Grizzle. Who are you nominating for this week?
Listen, I talked about this earlier on the game recap on the podcast. There's no question in my mind. Freddie Jackson. How can you not have a man crush on the guy?
Freddie Jackson?
I mean, number one.
I'm sorry, miss.
Oh, sorry, wrong song. You look at this guy out on the field. Let's talk about his play out on the field. You see some of these runs. You know, they got to pick up 10 yards for a first down. He's getting tackled at about, 5 yards into it. And him just sacrificing himself as a human spear out there on the field to pick up the extra 2, 3, 4 yards, play after play after play.
Man crush.
CJ, take note. Secondly, some of these screen passes that he just takes, he's juking, he's jiving, and the one from yesterday, catching with one hand behind his back, that's thrown behind him, and then taking it upfield to pick up the yards.
Watkins-esque.
It was. He's been learning something from Sammy. But beyond that, let's talk about off the field. Second quarter, right? After the pick six and then the three and out, who do you see on the sideline rallying the troops? None other than number 22, Freddie Jackson. The leadership qualities this guy has, it only brings me back to one thing.
The war cry.
You've seen Jerry Maguire from that movie. Listen, I just want to be inspired.
Does he inspire you?
Does he inspire me? It's above and beyond. I mean, he puts Jerry Maguire to shame.
Oh,
that is my man crush moments of the week.
Wow, that is big. I don't know how I can. Freddie Jackson, that's impressive. All right, Redbeards, you're up, man. Man crush moment of the week.
All right, man crush. This is going to surprise some people because, he had a very visible flub during the game yesterday. But I am going to nominate for my man crush of the day, Eric Wood.
What?
Yeah, I know. Listen. What? Listen,
think I know why.
Put yourself in Wood's shoes for a minute, all right? You're on that line.
What you got about a size 18?
You're watching these guys. You're thinking, how the heck am I going to get my head up and block this dude as he's running? This is one of the best defenses in the league, right? So, yeah, he made a little mistake, right? But he's been a solid player. He's a leader on the team. But here's why I have to nominate him for Man Crush Monday. So, you may or may not have heard of Jerry Sullivan from the Buffalo News. He's got a Buffalo News blog, right?
Jerry, yeah.
So Jerry's talking about
Sully.
He was talking a little smack.
Yeah, Sully.
He was talking a little smack about my man Eric Wood on Twitter. And he said something along the lines of, I can't help but ask if Eric Woods might be slightly overrated. And here is the reason that Eric Wood is being nominated this week
Jerry making
for
waves.
Man Crush Monday. He wrote Twitter handle at TBN Sully. You can tag me in these posts. You follow me. I know you know my Twitter handle. I love how Eric Wood was talking smack.
Come on.
Back.
Okay.
Come on.
I can appreciate a man with some cojones.
That's awesome. All right, I do like that.
Jerry rocking the boat a little bit.
I'll tell you what, I do like Eric Wood, man. He's an outspoken dude, and I like that.
I like the hair.
Love the hair.
You gotta like the hair.
And for those of you that don't know, Redbeard's our producer. Well, he's a redhead. He's a ginger. Eric Wood?
Yeah, there you have it.
Ginger. Coincidence? I don't think so.
Spicy.
All right, my nomination for the Man Crush Moment of the Week, I got to go with my main man, Uncle Orton.
How do we know that was coming?
Papa Oh! All right, first of all, he puts up 308 yards against the Detroit Lions. Impressive. We talked about it in our weekly recap. Holy cow. All right, so there's this picture of Uncle Orton floating around out there on the interwebs, social media. I don't know who took the picture, who went as from. Who took it?
I'm just going to go ahead and have fun with this and assume it was after the game on Sunday. This picture of Uncle Orton, he's got this like suede blazer, a striped tie, quite possibly circa 70s, and these, what looks to be, it's kind of a grainy photo, brown pants. But that's not really what I want to call out here.
Nope.
My man's got a fatty. He's got a big old cigar. He's got a
Cubano
doggie hanging out. My man shows up from retirement, doesn't take a snap until this game, puts up 308 yards, beats the Detroit Lions in Detroit, 5-0, walks out with a stogie. So I'm nominating for my man crush moment of the week, Uncle Orton, for swag.
Hey.
I can see that. All right. All right.
All right, guys. We're going to post this up on Twitter, Facebook, obviously this podcast. Tell you what, we nominated. So we got Freddie Jackson for leadership. We got Eric Woods for being outspoken. I love it. And Uncle Orton for swag. Tell you what, guys. We nominated them. You guys vote. Do it on Twitter, on Facebook. Check out our pages. And we'll tally it up. And we'll tune in next week and let you know who won.
Man crush.